And again, the name Pete, you know, on wire spot. A lot of these.
Ta'aleem means to educate. And there are two educations. One that shows us how to make a living, and the other that shows us how to live. We are concerned with the latter. Many people are comfortable just knowing how to make money. Many people just want to know how much of a living they can make. But we are concerned today about the quality of the real life, the human life that Almighty Allah defines for us, and not the human life that the world defines. We have come to understand that you don't teach by just constantly thundering instructions into the ears of students, but you have to induce the student to think, to distinguish, to find out things for himself, and even more importantly, to find out things about himself. Whether we know it or not, we are about to hear a man that is more yourself than any of us are. He's more me than I am. He's more you than you are. Because he is in touch with what Allah has said the human being is. And that's why I'm here, and that's why you're here. We're not looking for something foreign. We're looking for ourselves. And we have a teacher with us today who is also a great leader. And all of us are following something. So we encourage you today to open your hearts and your minds to the words of this man. And you will find leadership that's truly deserving of fellowship. But it's not to lead us to him, it's to lead us to ourselves and what our Lord wants for us. Dear brothers and sisters, teaching requires minds and hearts that want to know. So we encourage you today to awaken, to open up to that drive that's in you, that urge that's in you to want to know the reality about life and about ourselves. And I promise you that if you approach these moments with that frame of mind, that Allah the Most High will bestow a tremendous blessing on each and every one of us. I feel like you are just like me. And I know every time I listen to this man, that I am blessed by Allah. Every time we listen to the true essence of ourselves, we are blessed by Allah. And today, brothers and sisters, we have one with us that is in touch with what human life is all about. He's not a God, he's not a prophet, but he's a natural man who serves Allah. So let us utilize this opportunity and take the advice of our Lord and spend this time on our own souls. Because Allah says those who spend on their souls, who purify their souls, are successful. And those who neglect their souls are failures. So let us be successful today. Let us open our ears. Let us open our eyes. Let us open our hearts. And let us know that we're not here just for passing time. That this is serious business and serious concern. So at this time, we'd like to bring before you the foremost spokesman, American Muslim spokesman. We should be proud. He's American. We should even be more proud he is Muslim. He is the spokesman for the concerns of human salvation. Our leader, whether we want to call him that or not, he's our leader. If we want to go in the right direction, this is our leader. Our teacher, our brother, who's just like us, or just like our potential. Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Bear witness that there is but one Allah, there is no other divinity. Now bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. In the book of God, as the book of Allah, chapter titled in English, The Gathering, and also it has been referred to as the chapter by the name Banishment. I read only now the English rendering a translation, for the verses you've already heard recited in a very beautiful voice, an excellent voice, by Imam Yahya of Dallas, Texas. O ye who are the believers, be regardful of Allah, and let every soul look to what it proposes for tomorrow, and duly regard Allah. Emphatically, Allah is aware of what you are doing. And be not like those who forgot Allah, wherefore he caused them to forget their souls. Such is characteristic of the wrongdoers, the corruptors. The associates of the fire do not compare with the associates of the Garden of Paradise. The associates of the garden, they are the victorious. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, certainly thou would have seen it humble itself and split open out of fear of Allah. We drive home such illustrations in order that they, the people, may reflect. He is Allah, other than whom there is no divinity. He is knower of the unattested and the attested. He is the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. He is Allah, other than whom there is no divinity, the sovereign, the holy, the source of peace, the trustful, the controller, the exalted, the overpowering, the infinitely great. Having glory above the partners they attribute to him, he is Allah, the creator, the evolver, the desire of forms in creation. To him belong the most beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth bespeaks his glory, and he is the exalted, the wise. And Allah speaks the truth. Those are the words of Allah revealed to Muhammad the Prophet. And we have it in the entire revelation that came to the Holy Prophet over 1400 years ago under the name Quran, the Holy Book, for believers, for Muslims all over this earth. The prayer and the peace be on Muhammad, the prophet and messenger whom Allah designated to be the last and universal one to all people and a mercy to all nations, that is all the worlds. On him be the peace, and on his family, and on his companions, all. And the peace be on us, on this gathering, on all of us here today. Believers, dear people, our prophet said, quote, whoever has seen himself has seen his Lord, or, as it has been quoted, quote, whoever has known himself has known his Lord. In view of the overwhelming evidence in the most authentic, correct sources of our religion, we must readily reject completely a belief that man is Allah. Such is confusion, such is of madmen. Hence, the saying of Muhammad, Allah's messenger, it calls for intelligent attention. This saying, that is, calls for intelligent attention to be given by us to the saying of the Prophet. To know what we are is to know in the same instance what we are not. A sense of self makes living better. Religion, revelation, promotes in us a sense of self. The world also promotes in us a sense of self. And these two senses of self are in conflict. The sense of self promoted in us by true religion, especially by Allah's guidance, the Quran to Muhammad and his prophet, this sense of self leads to proper understanding of self, the proper regard for self, the proper attitude towards self, and the right disposition toward the creator of that self, who is Allah. The Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim in the Quranic language, in the Arabic language, he was in a situation where he had to differ with his own father and his own people. His father was very highly respected, influential man for his people, among the people of Abraham. So to differ with him was no easy thing to accept. But Abraham's faith, Prophet Ibrahim, that is Abraham, his faith was such that nothing could stand in the way of his faith. He says, as God reveals in the Holy Book, to his people, to his father and his people, لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ, to his father and to his people, إِنِّي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَتَرَنِي, certainly I am clear, I am free from being charged with or being associated with the things you worship other than the one who originated me. Other than the one who originated me. Illa alladhi fatarani. Other than the one who originated me. He said, فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ, for surely he shall guide me. For surely he shall guide me. The one who originated me, for surely he shall guide me. The Prophet Ibrahim, for those who don't know, for you who know, we are reminding you, the Prophet Ibrahim, peace be on him, is called by all the Muslims Father Abraham, as well as by Christians and Jews, Father Abraham. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has established for us that two major figures that have been created and established by Allah are called Father. Father Adam, the first, and Father Ibrahim, Abraham as called in English, the second, peace be upon him. It is also believed that Adam, the first man, also the first father, was created by Allah There was no man created or existing before him. And that he represents something for us in our creation. The prophet has said of Adam, and therefore of this something, and I quote the saying of the prophet, peace be on him, no one dies or is raised up from death except it be upon the design of Adam. Of Adam. Surah the Adam. The design, the form, you might use other terms for it, of Adam. Which is to say, we don't only die in Adam, we also live in Adam. You have heard, I'm sure, the expression, all died in Adam. Well, the prophet wants us to know that not only do we die in Adam, we also live in Adam. We die and live in Adam. If man dies, he dies the death of Adam. If man lives, he lives the life of Adam. Adam is not in our religion a figure representing original sin. In our religion, Adam is the noble, most noble, respected, God-made figure. And whatever he did that caused problems for himself or harm to himself and to the generations, it was not intentional, an intent on his part. It was not intentional on his part. It was an error, a neglect, an error, a sin by omission rather than commission. And it was under circumstances too great at that time for Adam to deal with by himself. But when he turned to his Lord, our religion says, the holy book, the Quran says, remembered his Lord, and he turned to his Lord, and he repented, and Allah forgave him. The language is, and he met with a word from his Lord, and he repented, which means he changed from that way of behaving and came back to the behavior approved by his Lord. What is that saying to us? That when Allah created Adam, he did not create an angel. He did not create a God. He did not create a perfect being in the sense of an angel or in the sense of a God. He created a perfect being in the sense of his nature. His nature is perfect. His nature is always to obey his Creator and to do right. And we all live in that nature and die in that nature. Now, Allah says of the community of Muhammad, the Prophet, "Antum khayra ummatan yukhrijat lin-nas." You are the best of communities evolved or brought out for the good of all people. You are the best of communities. Evolved or brought out. Brought out of what? Brought out of the confusion of the world. The confusion of the world. The ignorance of the world. The ignorance of the misguided world. The confused world. You are the best of the communities. Brought out. Brought out. You should be separate from them. You should be distinguished from them. You should not follow their ways and their habits. You should not take examples from them. This is what is implied, and much more. You are the best community. That's not the whole of it. Brought out for. For. Begins important, another, the second important part of what God is saying. You are the community brought out from the world with a distinction that makes you above the rest of them. But that's not all. The second part. For what is the purpose for bringing you out? Why have God brought you out? Why have God given you this distinction above the rest? That you may serve the good of all people. That you may serve the good of all people. How are we going to realize that best community? Well, we are already the best community. But how are we going to realize it convincingly, to our satisfaction, and convincingly before in the eyes of the world? If we have Quran, if we have Muhammad the Prophet in our hearts, we have the Quran as guidance, we have the Prophet as guidance, if we have this, and we do, in an international community of Muslims, we do have that, I say we are already the best community. Even though we fall very short in many, many serious respect areas, we are falling very short. Misery, we are performing miserably. Our performance is terrible in the international body of Muslims. Our performance as Muslims, as this community, is ugly, miserably failing. In spite of that, I say we are still the best community. And you should know it too. I know you'll find in some rare exception, Christians and others, that look better than us in your eyes when you look at their behavior. When you look at how they live as a community. But that's a rare exception. When you take all the Christians together and look at them, how they behave. Take all the Jews together, look at them, how they behave. Take all the Muslims together, look at us, how we behave. We don't have to apologize to anyone but Allah. We apologize to Allah for our behavior. But on the whole, their behavior is so bad, we need not apologize to any of them. That's just a fact. How are we going to realize that excellence as a group, as a community, as an international body? We're going to realize the same way I believe we're going to realize the establishment of our excellence here in America as African Americans with a very, very bad past of abusive treatment from our superiors, our slave masters, and their children. Yes, we have to overcome that, even though now the conditions are behind us. the conditions of slavery, the conditions of that cruel and ugly treatment we receive as slaves and as people marked for mistreatment, or singled out for their mistreatment in this country long after slavery was ended, legally or formally. We have a lot to overcome. Even though we're Muslims, we still have a lot to overcome, and we're going to achieve it, not by looking to the community of African American Muslims or black Muslims to liberate us, but by coming into the personal excellence that Allah has created us for. The more of us come into that personal excellence that Allah has created us for, the more the whole of us will grow into that excellence that Allah have written for us. You are the best of communities, brought out or evolved for the good of all people. This address today, which we insist upon calling a public address, while we are knowing, realizing that great numbers in this Atlanta, Civic Center today are Muslims. We have few here today, as on most occasions, that represent the public, our public makeup. We will never be discouraged to give up hope that the public is going to respond to our invitation and come in great numbers. We'll never give up hope. We'll keep on saying that this is a public address. The public is invited. The public is invited. The public is invited. And we will keep inviting the public as long as we are here. And we'll keep our respect for the public and for the concerns of the public and for the needs of the general public. We'll keep that respect, too, for as long as we are here. Because that's our Muslim obligation. Our obligation is not only to ourselves as Muslims, our obligation is to the whole of mankind. That's why Allah says, Yukhrijat linnas, brought out for the good of all people. Now we turn the focus from the collective body of man and Muslims to the individual person. A sense of self makes living better. The major process in the native progression of sense of self, native, what do we mean by native? We mean inherent, comes with our creation. Allah, our maker, our creator, did it. We didn't get it from others. We didn't get it. We got it from the creator that created us. Native, that is native in our creation. There's a progression in that nature toward more improvement, toward greater meaning, toward higher performance, greater vision, greater importance, greater responsibilities. There's a natural progression written in the very design of our creation, by our creator. We are not the only ones that realize that or that have been informed regarding that. The great nations of the West and nations before the great nations of the West were blessed to see that. and believed that man is destined to come to bigger and better days. Destined. He must come. He cannot help but come. It is a must. It is inevitable. It is unavoidable for him. God has established it in his design, in his natural design, that he must come to bigger and better days. These are the kinds of things, the kinds of influences, because what you say, a word comes in two major parts. It comes in the form of communication, and it comes in the form of influence. And every word comes in those two parts. It comes as a communication, comes as also an influence. And the world is talking to us constantly, all the time. And it does not have our best interest at heart, a lot. And his servants have our best interest at heart. So when the word comes from Allah, it comes to us with a communication and with an influence. And some of you sit and you look like you want to go to sleep. I say, how come you come so late? You need a whole lot of time to think over my coming. And you make me think you want to say, hurry up, let's go. That's okay. But I'm not going to let you go. You're going to have to leave me. I'm going to hold you for about 40 minutes, I hope. Yes. Not only words of language in the accepted sense or in the common sense, but also everything you see, everything you come in contact with your senses, are reaching you with these two bodies. The body of information, or communication, and the body of influence. So you don't even have to hear. You can be deaf. And you're still being communicated to. What you touch, what you feel, what stirs in your soul, signaled by things in the environment that you can't hear with your ears, you're deaf. But you can touch, you can feel. You have other senses that are operating that make possible the receiving of communication and influences. And if we, science says, Allah has made us to know, but science also says that take the human being born today and put it away from its species into a situation or circumstances with animals, and it will not develop as a human being. So we need for our development to come into the form that is inherent in us, that is here to come out and be realized. We need to realize, in order to realize that form, we need human circumstances, our natural circumstances for the human being. If we don't have those natural circumstances, no telling what kind of form we'll turn into. It has been documented that a certain boy, they give him a name. The sociologist that studied this boy gave him a name. And he was found among animals in the wild. Somehow he had been separated from his family very early as a young baby and never came in contact with people. So when they found him, he was running like an animal, making sounds of an animal, and had no evidence in him whatsoever that he was human. But they rescued him from that situation and brought him in contact with other human beings, and gradually he grew into himself. to be what Allah intended him to be, a human being, with human expression, with human feelings and human expression, and human language, etc. Why am I saying all this? To bring us back in better touch with ourselves. That's the answer. We have lost ourselves. Isn't that what the prophet Abraham said when he realized his need? He said, "Inni zalamtu nafsi." Surely I have been wronging my own self. I have been neglecting my own self. I have been oppressing my own self. وَاَعْتَرَفْتُ بِذَنْبِي, and I confess my faults. Then he asks God, "أَغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي جَمِيعًا." So forgive me my faults, all of them, O Lord. And then he says finally, "For no one can forgive faults but thou, only you." That means if you have done wrong, your friend might say, "Oh, I don't hold anything against you. Since it's in the past, as far as I'm concerned, man." But if you haven't made up with your Lord, you're not yet forgiven. You will not yet feel free or relieved. You will be burdened still with that sin because you have not yet gotten forgiveness from your Lord. I'm not talking anything above your head. I'm talking something into your nature. I'm talking something to your nature and from your nature, not something above your head. Do you know this religion has preserved for us the common life and common excellence of natural man. The common life and common excellence of natural man. The excellence that have made possible the rise of great nations and great civilizations, for without which they would have never realized that ascent or that rise. This is what we should know. This is the great news. You've heard of the great news? This is the great news. What am I saying? That Allah did not only give the great news to Jesus, peace be on him. He gave the great news to the prophets before Jesus. And he gave the great news and the greatest measure to Muhammad, peace and blessing be on him. And in the clearest form, to bring man into his universal dimensions of life and excellence. This progressional sense of self in man that Allah created him with and created him for. Sense. In order for him to come into it, he's going to have difficulties. He's going to meet with difficulties. It's not going to be always easy. It's not going to be most of the time easy for him. He's going to have difficulties. He's going to have to fight his own confusion that he makes for himself. He's going to have to tear through the veils of ignorance that he himself have weaved. And Allah has revealed that we are brought through three veils of darkness. Three veils of darkness. And the prophet has told us that there's a period of 40 days, followed by 40 days in succession, that we are in the womb. And for each 40 days, a complete phase of our life is formed. And that will decide for us in years to come, when you're old, it will decide for us our possibilities. Our possibilities. So man is created with a potential that has to be realized. And we should be careful of the circumstances that we give our young children to. For those circumstances are like the mothers, or like the wombs, and they may shape them for destruction. And Allah says, and He creates you in the wombs of your mothers. And again He has said that He has patterned you on the pattern of creation itself. And the Prophet has said, again in support of this point that I'm trying to drive home, the Prophet has said, peace and blessings be on him, everyone is a Muslim at birth and is made other than that because of the circumstances that the baby is put into. So how pitiful it is that when we are frustrated down here, can't seem to make any headway, often people who have really been good believers in God will become frustrated to the point that they will even question God and charge Him with their own problems. There must not be any God. I don't even believe there's a God. There's a God. He's not helping us. He's not helping me. How many of us come to that pitiful state? But all we have to do is remain sensible. Remain sensible. Don't let drunkenness of mind drown out good senses. Keep striving for integrity.